In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison takes steps to start returning stranded Australians in India back home from mid-May. No further coronavirus cases detected in New South Wales. And in tennis, world number one Ash Barty prepares for the Madrid Open final. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has confirmed repatriation flights will restart to bring Australians back from India after May the 15th. Three flights will be arranged for this month and they will head to the Northern Territory, prioritising urgent Australian cases stuck in India. Mr Morrison says 900 people in India are listed as vulnerable and the charter flights will help to bring them home.
The government has made no decision yet on the restarting of normal commercial flights from India. We will take further advice on that next week. I will consult with the premiers and chief ministers today as part of that National Cabinet meeting, and the National Security Committee of Cabinet will consider those matters further next week and in the weeks ahead.
The federal government says the biosecurity order remains in place. Coronavirus restrictions have taken effect in Greater Sydney, including compulsory masks inside, but the state hasn't recorded any new cases in the last day. Two people earlier tested positive to COVID-19, a man in his 50s and his wife, but health authorities are trying to determine how he became infected initially. Several venues have been named as high-risk places, but the Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, is still urging people to attend events for Mother's Day on Sunday. A court hearing will take place today in the defamation proceedings involving former Federal Attorney General Christian Porter and the ABC. Mr. Porter launched legal action in March against the ABC and journalist Louise Milligan over what he calls false historical rape allegations. He is seeking aggravated damages, costs and removal of an article plus related material from the internet as part of the case. The public broadcaster's defence is that the material is evasive or ambiguous based on an application filed from Mr. Porter's team. Police are yet to charge a man in custody as they continue to investigate a Melbourne collision that left two pedestrians critically injured and three others hurt. The truck driver failed to stop when his vehicle struck a traffic light on the corner of City Road and Power Street at South Bank, and the group was also harmed. A 64-year-old driver from Wyndham Vale has been arrested and has been assisting police with their inquiries while the truck's been found at Truganina. Detective Sergeant Darren Williams says police need to establish whether the driver was aware of his surroundings and what happened yesterday.
Part of our investigation is determine whether he actually knew what had occurred. This sort of event, you would know that you'd taken out at least the power pole or the traffic control signal. So my question would be, well, in a city suburb like South Bank, you would know that it's pretty heavily populated with pedestrians. You would know that you would run over something.
Mining company Rio Tinto is dealing with a shareholder backlash over payouts to executives who left after damage was caused to the Juukan Gorge rock shelters. Rio destroyed the historical site in Western Australia last year to extract iron ore, and more than 60% of shareholders are against its remuneration report. In a statement to the Australian Securities Exchange on Thursday, Rio acknowledged executive payments were both contentious and sensitive issues. The social media giant Twitter has shut down several accounts that were established to share content from former US President Donald Trump's website. Twitter banned Mr. Trump from Twitter, and it's warning against other users who intend to post content affiliated with a suspended account. A Trump representative says it has nothing to do with the suspended accounts, which feature the name Desk of Trump and other variations. On Wednesday, Facebook's oversight board upheld the social networking website's suspension of Mr. Trump's account earlier this year. In tennis, Australian Ash Barty has defeated Spain's Paula Badosa in Thursday's semi-final at the Madrid Open. The world number one claimed victory over the 23-year-old wildcard Badosa in two sets in front of the Spanish crowd. Barty's opponent in the final will be Belarusian Arina Sabalenka, who says she is preparing for a tough battle.
Well, first of all, I will have a good rest today and we'll do everything I can tomorrow to prepare myself as good as I can. And yeah, really interesting to play another final against Ash, and it's going to be, I think, a great battle.
And now for a look at this afternoon's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy, a high of 22, and 22 in Adelaide as well, and mostly sunny. In Melbourne, partly cloudy this afternoon, 23 the high, 21 in Hobart with cloud increasing. Shower or two clearing in Canberra, high of 20, showers in Wollongong and 21. Much the same in Sydney, high of 22. Newcastle, 23 degrees and some showers. Partly cloudy in Brisbane and 26. Sunny in Cairns and 28. And sunny in Darwin as well with a high of 33. And that's the latest SBS News, Sport and Weather. I'm Alan Lee.